Praise. Right, so you still hear the ring? Yeah, it's still ringing. Praise. 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 You hear? Praise.
Yeah.
How about now?
Praise. Praise.
It's off.
Praise. Praise.
It's off.
It's off.
Praise. 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 Testing. 1, 2. Praise. Praise, praise, testing, praise, praise. Mr. Gabe, what's up? Praise, 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 praise.
Pastor's mic. Pastor's mic.
Praise, 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 testing, praise, 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 praise. 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 Yeah, but it's low. But the praise. It's back again. Praise. Praise. Praise.
You're one of the only two people in church today. You're one of the congregation.
I know. Yeah, it's gonna be quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Praise. 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 Testing. Praise. Praise, praise,
what?
Praise.
What?
It's still ringing. Praise, 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 praise. Yeah, that's it. It's off. Praise, praise, praise. All right. Praise, 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 praise. Praise, 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 praise. Testing. Praise. Praise. Testing.
Yeah.
praise, testing, praise, 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 test.
Well, what did it sound like? Was it good or what? No, it was going off and on. Mm-hmm. The mic was going on. Testing. Okay. I'll try this one. Yeah. I can hear it a little bit. I can't hear it as much.
Yeah.
I can't hear it.
You're not
going to
hear that.
Okay. Is it this one? Gotcha. Just this one. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2. It's still loud. Testing. Testing.
Oh, yeah.
Testing. Extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have bad hearing, so I have to be able to hear, or else I'm going to get off. You know what I'm saying?
As I walked through the door, I sensed His presence, and I knew this was the place where love abides. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides here. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Let us pray.
Thank you.
Let's go. Brother Tom, can you press play on that, please, so we can do a test?
So we're live, Brother Tom. Huh? We'll be going live. Right. Not on the church site.
Not on your site?
As I walk through the door, I sensed His presence, and I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides here. We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Testing, one, two. Testing, Pastor's mic. Testing, one, two. Testing, one, two. Testing. Testing, one, two.
Penny wants to see Penny with the white
hair. Actually, it wouldn't be white, but it would be sort of pale orange. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It looked dirty.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't think I can stand for that.
Yeah, we broke quarantine. just for this emergency.
Sure. All right.
at a time what Mercy did for me. Yes, please. Or can you not?
D.
Testing.
Just start when I do this.
I was hopeless. what your mercy did for me.
Not your bass key.
Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me your real love. I thank you, Jesus, you washed my sins away.
How about if I don't play and see if that helps?
I think it was this. One of those ones was.
Yeah, it's not on. It's not
on.
Yeah.
I think it was from, like he said, it's from the microphone.
The microphone?
You can put the mic. Well, that hissing is still there. The hiss. The hissing is here.
Your mic's off, though, isn't it? Oh, you do? Okay. It's not you. It's not your fault. It's probably my fault. I'm so used to taking the blame for anything. We'll just say it's my fault.
Well, that's kind of your mind.
It can't be mine. You're both good.
I'm so used to denying it and it being my fault.
It's
our fault. Our fault. Okay.
Collectively, it's our fault.
Oh Lord. And it don't usually bother me, but it was strong. And Evie started coughing. I went back in the house. I said, I can tell you why you coughed. Somebody burned something. I don't know what they're burning.
Mm.
But it. Yeah.
It does me too. That's only me.
Well, I'll just do it again and I won't play this time. Do it again and I won't play and see if it's the piano.
Do you hear it now or you don't hear it?
He did hear it.
He says it's.
Okay.
And the drums didn't play at all, so it wasn't the drums. I have a feeling it's the keyboard, but I don't know.
That's got what? Corona? No.
Do you know anybody?
I know one person, her dad died. Thank you.
I mean, you know this person.
But you know, now nobody's died of flu or pneumonia since all this started.
Yes, there's 61,000 a year died from the flu in the U.S. alone.
Well, not now. Not now. There's no more flu.
No.
That's what they said on the news. There's no more flu.
Well, certainly not. Corona, 80 deaths.
Yeah.
There's more here than meets the eye.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it again. We're going to segregate in here.
I'm not going to play. I'll just not play, and we'll see if that.
Let's just play a bit without it.
Yeah. Are we ready?
That's just too much information at one time.
Testing. Praise Him. Testing. Testing. Praise Him. Testing. Do you need me to keep doing this? Praise Him. Praise Him. Is that good? No, I quit. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Does it? Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me a real love, I thank you Jesus, you washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven, you came to set me free.
Yeah, there's no point in anybody having to listen to all that static. I mean, that's...
Just the mention of that name. And what is that name? It is Jesus. Well, good morning, everybody. So glad that you're able to join us, whether you're watching it live with us this morning on our feed, or you're going to be watching it a little later, or like some of us that watch it a couple of times. We just want to praise the Lord this morning. We just want to thank you for being part of our service this morning. We miss the physicalness of our church, and just know how much we love each and every one of you. We're praying for you. We appreciate your prayers for us. And if you will, just keep praying on our system. They're still working on it. It seems like whether it be the weather, whether it be part of the upgrade that we're doing, but there's so much wonderful things going on at First Pentecostal Church in Villarrica. We want to welcome you again. And like I said, this is First Pentecostal Church in Villarrica. Love having each and every one of you with us. Whether you're one of our members, somebody that joins us regularly, or you're someone that we haven't seen in a long time, or just tuning in, we just want to welcome you and let you know we worship the Lord around here. We worship Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we are so very blessed. We're going to go ahead and as we normally do, I'm just going to ask you as you're at home or wherever you're at, if you can, let's just stand if you're comfortable. You know, just we're going to have church service. Whether you're at your house or you're wherever you are, we're going to ask you to stand this morning. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Got some special prayer requests. You know those that have been mentioned. We have a Facebook account. We have a text message that people come in and they put in their prayer requests. They call it in, but there's so many that we can't get them all posted. And I don't want to mention particular names because, you know, I may miss one, but we know God that knows each and every situation. But we just love the Lord this morning. We want to continue to pray for all our doctors and nurses, our community, our church, our state, and our country, dear Lord. We just ask to Him just to bless our each and every one of us and to touch each and every one that sits out and about. Also, those heroes, as we call them. Now the nurses and doctors are being more mentioned. They've always been a hero to me. But those that are, you know, in the line of duty too, our military, whether they've been activated here or they're overseas, and just want each and every one, no matter where you are, to know that we love you and we praise you. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning, but something that we like to do each Sunday morning or each service, if you have a prayer request this morning, means you can't get back and forth, but just show by the raising of your hand. Anybody got a prayer request this morning? Just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise you this morning, dear Lord. We want to thank you for your many, many blessings. Dear Lord, you have always been there for us, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, we ask now that you'll just continue to strengthen our service, dear Lord, strengthen our church. And, dear Lord, for those that are sick and shut in, not able to be with us, dear Lord, there are those that we're not able to visit right now. Whether they're in nursing homes or assisted living, dear Lord, there are those that are maybe they're in quarantine, dear Lord, but are sick. But, dear Lord, we ask now for your prayer. I saw a prayer request where someone's going through a heart surgery or something to do with their vascular system, and they have to go alone because their family can't be with them right now, dear Lord. And these situations are more and more we're hearing about, dear Lord, and we're just asking you to touch right now. Dear Lord, we know we're not alone as long as we have you as our Lord and Savior. Lord, as long as we let you, dear Lord, be the Lord of our life and of our family and our household. Dear Lord, you see each and every hand that was raised this morning. Dear Lord, you know the depths of our heart. You know the needs, dear Lord. You know them better than I could ever speak them. But, dear Lord, we just praise and worship you this morning, dear Lord. We thank you for this day. Dear Lord, I know as these storms are being forecast, dear Lord, you control everything. And, dear Lord, we're asking you to just take this hand and keep everyone safe. Lord, we just love and praise you. Again, I know I say that a lot, dear Lord, but that's the way my heart is. Lord, I just want to worship and praise you. I ask for each and every one right now, Lord, that's hearing this prayer, dear Lord, or praying themselves. Dear Lord, may we just let you place a thought in our mind and in our heart, dear Lord, to comfort, to protect. Dear Lord, those that have financial needs, dear Lord, we ask that you'll touch them. Make sure there's for food on their table, for a roof over their head, for shoes on their feet, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, we just ask you now, dear Lord, for your many blessings to be on our service. And, Lord, we lift up those that are working with our system here, trying to make it where we can reach out to our masses, dear Lord, and they hear my powerful word. Lord, we ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them. Lord, we thank you for the musicians, for the technicians that's here this morning, for the singers. And, dear Lord, but most of all, we just want to praise your holy name. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. We just love and praise you. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen, amen. We're going to have a special singer here in just a minute. But don't forget, on our Facebook feed, we also have our webpage. You can also hear the audio if you're traveling and you're not able to get on Facebook. There's always an audio of our services. That's something we've been doing for a while. Tell you how old I am. When I first started, there was a cassette that was made up each and every service, and then we were able to make copies of them and all this, but you're able to go online, so don't feel like you're ever alone. If you want to rehear a message or hear this, we have the Sunday morning, the Wednesday evening, and we just love each and every one of you. So right now, I'm going to turn this service over, but don't forget, if you have a prayer request, let us know, because we are praying with you. If you have a specific one that you need to send us a text or whatever, and our church is a praying church. So we love each and every one of you right now. We're just going to go ahead and thank you again for joining us. Praise God.
When I walk through the door, I sensed His presence, and I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple, Jehovah God abides here. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground.
That's right.
against a wall, and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, You're all I need. You're everything to me. And He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He.
Pentecostal Church here in Villarica, Georgia. Well, I got good news for you. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Praise God. I believe things are looking up, amen, because of what the Lord is doing in our nation and in the world. I can sense the presence of His Holy Spirit. God reminded me this week of the story of the Israelites as they left Egyptian bondage. Some Bible scholars say there was probably around 2 million of them, give or take. And as they began to flee, Pharaoh and his army began to chase them down, and they came to the Red Sea. You know the story. God spoke to Moses and told him to stretch forth his rod, and the sea divided, and the children of Israel were able to walk through on dry ground. But God reminded me of the fear and apprehension that probably was in the congregation as they began to go on that ocean floor that was now dry. And as they began to walk with the wall of the ocean on either side of them, I would imagine there was a little bit of fright, or as I said, apprehensiveness as they began to walk. But as they began to make their way through that divided sea, they began to see some who were coming out on the other side. Amen. I believe that we can see some who's coming out on the other side. And I believe the fear was replaced by joy and praise, and even the Moses, they sang a song of deliverance after they gathered on the other side of the Red Sea. Children, hold on. The best is yet to come. We're coming out of this, and we're coming out of this victorious because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to welcome you, as Brother Jim had already said. We're so thankful for those viewers who tune in, and it is so encouraging when you send a little message that you viewed in and just or a prayer request or whatever the case may be. We're just so thankful for our regular members that we expect them to view, but we're getting so many people, the people we've never met, and we hope that you receive something from this live stream. This morning, as we've been accustomed to doing, I want to read an inspirational verse, and I want to read it from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6 and verse number 13. The Bible says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Thank God for His armor. We're so appreciative for the fact that we are not alone in this situation. God is there to hold us up. If you have your Bibles this morning, and I hope that you do, as you gather around with your phone and tune into the live stream, I hope you get your family there together, and I hope this is a time of worshiping and praising God and meditating on His goodness and His mercy. We want to go to the book of 1 John this morning. We want to bring our message text from the book of 1 John, chapter number 4, reading verses number 1 through 6. Again, in the book of 1 John, chapter number 4, beginning with verse number 1. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are not of the world, or they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." This morning I want to make this text title, "The Spirit of Error." The Spirit of Error. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for Your Word and for Your Spirit, for the anointing presence that we feel this morning. God, we depend on You, Lord, to bring the message this morning. God, we're just a vessel. We're just an oracle. God, I pray that You would anoint these lips of clay. Speak to our hearts, God, that we might be submissive and obedient to Your Word and to Your will. And let this Word go out, God, to produce growth and edification to the hearers. And we'll give You praise and honor and glory. We ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. This morning, I want to speak for a little time about the spirit of error. John here recognizes a danger to the early church. You got to realize that this was after Jesus Christ was killed on the cross of Calvary, and after He resurrected after the third day, and He is now alive and well, and the church is beginning to add believers. The church is beginning to go and actually experience a time of revival. Many people were brought to Christianity through the anointing presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and especially because of the resurrection and because of the message that the disciples and the apostles were preaching. And I'm not sure that we're aware all the time, but every time there is a mighty move of God, there is always an adversary who is at work. The adversary does not like to have victory in the church. The adversary does not like to see Christians, amen, converted to Christianity, or people converted to Christianity and living a holy and precious life unto the Lord. This was the case. And John knew that, and his compassionate writing here, he addresses the church as beloved, knowing and realizing that he is out for their very best. And he begins to bring them a message of hope, a message also of warning of the things that are transpiring in that particular time. He says, believe not every spirit. I want to remind you today that every spirit that is in the world today is not of God. Man, but that doesn't mean that we can't trust the true and living spirit of Almighty God. Some spirits are not from God. Some spirits are from our adversary. Some spirits come even in the form, maybe, of an angelic light, but they're bringing a demonic message. We need to know and discern and know what the real truth of God is. And the best way to do that is be in the Word of God, to know the Word of God, to write it on the tables of your heart, not just to know it, but to live the Word of God each and every day of our life. We understand that some spirits are intent on spreading evil. And can I remind us that those spirits are very present in the world today? We all probably think that a spirit's going to appear to us as some red-dressed, dragon-looking, pitchfork-toting type of spirit, but that's not always the case. Sometimes they come in a manipulative form, in a form of deceit, even disguised as a spirit of goodness. That's the reason we need to know what the Word of God is and know what the will of God is in our life. Spirits are designed to diminish or delete the truth. And thank God that John recognized this. He knew and he could see these false prophets arising, and they would try to mingle in with the church and with the Christianity movement that was very vibrant and very volatile in that particular day and hour. And they began to try to mingle in with these and so mythical and Gnostic beliefs and ideologies into the church. And if we're not careful, can I just tell you too, if you're a young convert, if you're just getting into the knowledge of Christ, if you just received Him into your life, and what a glorious and wonderful feeling that is, let me make you understand that now is the time that you need to seek the Word of God and His will and grow and nurture that spirit that is within you, because the devil doesn't like it because you've made a move for Christ. He's going to try to throw everything he can, amen, to interfere with your victory. But understand, John said, greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world. So these spirits that John saw through these false prophets came in, and they tried to mingle in fables and mystic and scientific and Gnostic things interceding with the Word of God. And John realized that this was a very troublesome thing, and he realized that it was detrimental to the church. So he encouraged them to stand true and to stand firm on the truth. He told them that there's a spirit of truth and there is a spirit of error. I need to understand today, and I need to make us understand, that we need to be able, through the infilling of the Holy Ghost, to discern the good from the evil. And when the evil comes, we're to have no part of it. We're not to receive it. We're not even to associate with those evil things that these false prophets were trying to spread during the time of the early church. The early church was growing. Thank God. Amen. People's lives were being changed. People, amen, of all walks, and many of those that knew who Jesus was, and many of them were recipients of His healing, of His compassion. They began to turn their life over to God, and they began to accept Jesus Christ into their life, and the church was really growing and doing well. And as I said earlier, Satan got really upset. And even today, when the church begins to grow, when there begins to be a revival Spirit. And even in the time and hour that you and I are living in now, I can see people's hearts and minds turning to God. And let me warn you that there's going to be a spirit of adversity coming against the world. But we need to understand we can overcome that spirit of adversity. We can overcome that spirit of error or untruth that is in the world. We need to know the truth, because the Bible says the truth will set you free. And amen, if the church needs anything, it needs freedom from this world and a total dependency on the Holy Spirit that lives within us. The adversary Satan saw the need to hinder. I believe today he sees an opportunity. He sees an opportunity to blame God. Isn't it amazing that every time that something happens, there is a spirit that is very present that comes and tells us, well, God doesn't love you. If God loved you, why would he allow this thing to happen on this earth? And why would he allow the pestilence and the earthquakes and all those things? Listen, God warned us and told us of these things that would transpire in the Holy Word. If we knew and understood and followed along with the Word of God, we would be equipped for the day and hour that you and I are living in. Because understand, he that is within us, amen, is able to see us through these times. So false prophets begin to infiltrate the Christian movement, as I already said, with Gnostic or things that were against the Word of God. They didn't even believe in God's creation. They didn't even believe in the Holy Spirit. They didn't even believe that we could have a born-again experience with the Lord. And unfortunately, there's many beliefs in that general area today, amen, that's trying to travel around the world. And we need to understand that it does have no business in the church. Amen. We need to rebuke it, amen, with the Word of God. John instructs the church, you must discern the spirits. You must know the difference. You must realize what is truth and what is error. And I know today it's very, very difficult. It's almost to a point of time that we can't believe anything anybody says until we run reference on it or try to find out some more facts. And I know it's confusing. I know it's frustrating. And I know that sometimes it's very upsetting. There's a movement now, man, that's even trying to revolt because of the things that we've been told. Let me tell you something. The devil would like for you to believe a lie and be damned. But there is a truth in the Word of God. That's the reason that I cannot get it across strongly enough that you need to be more in God's Word than just on a Sunday morning live stream. Amen. Thank God that we're able to reach out to you, but you need to be in God's Word every day. You need to be able to pray, God, help me through this time. Help me to know what is right and what is wrong. Help me to trust in you, Lord. Help me to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Thank God, when you have that within you, you're not really looking at the walls that are the walls of water that can overflow you. You're looking for the way of escape. You're looking for that place that God is going to lead you through. Amen. And time again, the Spirit of God had led His children through adversity, through storms, through persecution, through the lion's den, through the fiery furnace, time and time again. But we got to get our mind off of the things that we're facing now and get our mind and our faith on Jesus Christ, who will be that wonderful light at the end of the tunnel. You must seek the truth. You have to seek the truth. Chances are you won't hear the truth in the world today, but we do have a discerner of the Spirit through the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Thank God that Jesus knew that there would be times like this. Thank God that Jesus knew that there would be things mounting up around us that in our human ability we would not be able to overcome. So therefore he said, I will send a comforter in my name, and that Holy Spirit is the comforter. Let me tell you, so many times we think about just the comforter, but he also says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Not only do we have a comforter, amen, we have a source of power. And can I urge you to rely on that source of power this morning, not only during the time of this terrible virus and the time of the slow economy, but even when things settle down and things get back to so-called normal, that you'll still trust in God. You'll still seek His Word. You'll still be able to discern between truth, amen, and error. Because if we follow after the error, if we follow after the false prophets, if we follow after the ways of the world, we'll end up in a terrible place. But now is the time to devote our life. Now is the time to be more committed and more dedicated and consecrated to the truth that is the Word of God. Praise God. Listen, you can get the truth 7 days a week right there in your home. I hope you have a Word of God that you can turn to. You can study. I encourage you to get your family together, to go through Bible studies, to raise your children, to be able to discern goodness from evil and the right thing from the wrong thing. And now is an excellent opportunity for us to do that. The Bible tells us, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Sounds simple. Believe not the spirits of error. Believe not those that would bring false prophecy to you. Believe not the things that Satan would have you to believe. That's the reason that we encourage people not only to speak faith, but to exercise faith. Amen. It's one thing to say, I believe. But when you put that belief into motion, when you put that belief into action, amen, and you step out on the promises of God, you step out, amen, in that security that you know that God has it in control and God has your life in control. That's the one thing that I can count on for certainty. That's the one thing that I praise the Lord for, that I have a relationship with a wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Redeemer, the lifter up of my head, the one that I praise even in adversity, even in times of sorrow. I still praise his holy and precious name. But I want to encourage you this morning. You may be out there and you may be suffering through loneliness or fear or anxiety or whatever the situation may be. And we understand that. We're not used to being cooped up. We're not used to being told that we cannot go as we please and we cannot do the things that we've been so accustomed to doing. But one thing is for sure. Jesus Christ won't leave you and he won't forsake you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he tells us here that he is greater than any problem. Greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. I, for one, am going to believe the Word of God. I, for one, am going to turn to the Word of the Lord to find my source and strength. I'm not looking for help from other areas. I'm not looking for a man to come on the scene that's going to change everything around, because that man has already come on the scene. His name was Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, the Deliverer, the Redeemer, the Great I Am. I've already put my faith and trust in a never failing Lord in relationship with him through Jesus Christ. Greater is he than any problem. Greater is he than any affliction. Greater is he than any circumstance. Greater is he that is any battle. And finally, greater than any evil spirit. The evil spirits have a tendency to come when sometimes we're at our lowest ebb, when it seems like that all hope is gone, when it seems like we can't find an answer. Listen, folks, I want to talk to your heart just for a moment. That doesn't just happen to unsaved folks. Man, it happens to Christians. We have a time that if we're not careful, if we don't stay focused on the Lord and his mercy and his grace, that spirit of error, that spirit of deceit, that spirit of lies will come upon us. Begin to cause us to feel sorry for ourselves. Begin to question our relationship with the Lord. Lord, why haven't you done something? Lord, why did you allow this thing to happen? And let me tell you something. We always say around here, what God doesn't keep us from, he'll keep us through. Amen. I got an encouraging word for you this morning. God's going to keep us through this battle. He's going to keep us through this time. And what a glorious reward we have awaiting for us in heaven. Our hearts and our thoughts go out to you so much. I know some of you are struggling. I know some of you you're anxious about your job situation. Some of you may be at home, not even able to go back to work. But can I encourage you, don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Put your faith and trust in God, because this is an excellent time for the spirit of error, the spirit of lies, the spirit of deceit, the spirit of false prophecy come upon you and try to make you put your faith and trust in something else other than Jesus Christ. Amen. I love what Job said. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. In all of his adversity, and all of the many things that came upon his life, the great amount of loss that he suffered. The Bible tells us in all these things, he fell down and worshiped the Lord. If you haven't fallen down and worshiped the Lord lately, I encourage you to do so. For in worshiping the Lord, you will find peace, you will find satisfaction, and you will find the strength that will carry you through. May God bless you. Have a wonderful and glorious day. Remember to tune in with us again Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And I don't know when we're going to be able to have corporate worship again, but hopefully pretty soon we'll be able to have corporate worship again. And I see so many people on Facebook and text saying we miss our brothers and sisters. But you know what? That's going to make heaven so much sweeter. As we come to a close to, this evening, again, our thoughts and prayers are for you. Continue to send in your prayer requests. Continue to send in your little statements of encouragement as we strive to bring the Word of God to you through songs. And we're going to leave you with just a chorus of Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank God. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, like the fragrance after a rain. Sing it, please. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. There's something about